The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, let's have some fun today. We're going to talk a little baseball, a little basketball, a little football, a lot of stuff on a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on. Sexy bitches, welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master of all things. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a carrier pigeon or a raven, smoke signals, telegraph, beep, 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 put odds on it. What are the odds we'll get a telegraph today?
0%.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, well. That takes all the fun out of it. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sorry. Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
Not much.
Okay.
Yeah, just ready to rock and roll today.
Sporty day?
Yeah. Actually, today's been a great day for me. I got a bunch of work done in the morning. Got to go to lunch at China Garden. Which is okay. always a good day.
Lemon chicken?
No, I went for the spicy chicken. Split it with the wife.
Oh, look at you changing things.
Yeah, mixing things up a little bit. And I got to see Carol and everybody there, so always fun. And today I started on my next fiction project this afternoon.
Oh, what's it about?
It's a sequel to Jesus.
Oh, okay.
After talking with some of the people who are advising me on this stuff.
Also known as the New Testament.
Well, this one's actually going to... Tentative working
the
title.
The Book of Mormon.
No. Well, the first one is Jesus Just Left Chicago. Tentatively, it's either going to be called 3 Days Later or it's going to be called Waiting on the Bus, which comes right after Jesus Just Left Chicago on the ZZ Top album.
Okay.
I haven't decided yet. That's one that's going to probably be over my pay grade on the decision.
How about Jesus Returns to Pittsburgh?
He does not go there.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, but it was suggested that I have that thing ready to go when the book comes out in the summer. If it does as well as we think, then they're going to want a sequel, so... Got started on it. Did 2 whole chapters today. Very fired up. It's the first time I've been able to work on anything not named Sports Map or the show for about 6 months. So that's how I get my relaxation, AJ, is work on something else.
Okay.
It's kind of silly. I know, but I'm just like, okay, what can I do now?
I had an idea for a book, and I was like, man, I should sit down and try to write a book. But then I thought, I don't have time for that. What am I going to do? I'll get it started, and then I'll do like 2 chapters, and I'll be like, I don't have time for this, and then I'll just stop. I'm not passionate about anything. That's my problem.
That sounds like a problem for your therapist.
Yeah.
You got to be passionate
about something. That's what I use you for.
You're passionate about MMA?
Not really.
Not so much anymore?
No, listen, they're going to make Tyron Woodley fight Nate Diaz. That's a fight. That's a main event. Give me a break.
Passionate about doing radio?
Not so much.
Okay. Well, I'll have to think on this.
Okay. Jong is not passionate about the show because he left halfway through it yesterday.
Yeah, he did. But he did a good thing, and hopefully it's... Well, you'll get to read his review of Justice League because he got in on a screening of it. How was it?
It was about what I expected. It's the one word to describe it was fun. It's a fun movie. It's not something that you're going to... It's not something that if you're wanting to go see it, you can wait a week. You don't have to go see it. Like Thor, I would say, Thor, Spider-Man, go see it opening weekend. This one, you can wait. It's not bad. It's not amazing, but it's fun.
Relative to your expectation, where did it fall?
Right about where I thought they would be, okay. That'd fall. I say out of 10, I'd say 7.5 out of 10.
So you expected it to be a 7.5 out of 10... And you still left the show in the middle of the show to go watch it?
Yes.
This makes me question what's going on around here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure this is going to be an average movie, but I'm going to leave the show halfway through to go watch it.
Well, that's above average. 7.5 is above average.
Barely.
But if that's what you were expecting, if you were, but to be fair, how often do you get in these pre-screening things?
And not very often.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
I think.
Did you get to sit with the critics who sat there with their like hand on their chin the whole time?
I was a couple seats down from David Nuno.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He brought his two sons.
He brought his kids.
Wait a minute. I don't think they're critics.
I think they're critics.
Well, are they writing for some little kid magazine?
Oh, I'm sure they'll do something for.
How come no one? I used to get invited to all those things, and yeah. I would never go. But now I don't get invited.
Well,
and
that's probably why.
Me off.
But the ones I used to get invited to were not things that I would go to. Yeah, it's always like, oh, come see Draft Day with Kevin Costner.
I don't always want to go, but I definitely want to be invited to everything.
Yeah, I feel like I should have the right to say no. Actually, we could have gotten in on this one, I'm pretty sure, but we had a show to do. So, a lot of people saying barbecue. You should write about barbecue. You should write about a guy who tours America looking for the best barbecue.
You should do a like a buddy cop kind of thing with Eric Sandler. Like a, you know, a review tour.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying.
Crickets.
It's a stupid idea. It's a horrendously dumb idea.
Beef ribs, man. The best beef ribs. Actually, what you should do is you should do a story about an MMA fighter who ruins his career because all he does is go around eating barbecue and he gets really fat and then he can't get back in shape.
Fred, I want to write fiction, all right?
Well, that would be fiction.
No, that's my life you're talking about, an autobiography. I don't want to do that.
713-780-ESPN.
A man whose priorities in life are smoked meat and beer.
And burping into microphones after eating smoked meat and beer.
Yeah, I don't need to write an autobiography.
What are the odds that one of the mics on Mike and Mike cry on their final show together Friday?
No.
Oh, Greeny will.
You think?
Yeah.
I think they hate each other.
I think they do, but then when the gravity of the fact that you're destroyed, it's like a marriage. Like you can hate your wife. You haven't been through this. I have. You can hate your wife and be glad you're getting a divorce, but there's still something about seeing those papers that makes you sad because you remember at some point you didn't hate them. Some point you
those
actually
the
liked
days,
them.
Back in the glory days.
Yeah, it might have been the first year of the 15 we were together, but I mean, you remember that stuff. It brings you back to that. And you're like, oh man, this sucks. So I would be willing to bet $11.46 that Greenberg will cry.
Okay.
Golic, maybe not so much.
I mean,
because Golic's not really going anywhere, right? It's going to be him and Wingo.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's not like one of them's dying. They're still going to work in the same building.
Well, theoretically, a bunch of layoffs coming.
That's true.
Could happen. Yeah, I haven't listened to that show in so long, but the only thing I ever hear is the when they do the promos on our show. I might listen Friday since it's the last one.
I didn't even know it was the last one until you just told me that, to be honest.
Well, I didn't know it was the last one.
They do the mornings. They do the mornings on our station. And I had no idea it was the last show.
Well, you knew it was ending.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was ending now.
Yeah, and they won't launch until the week after Thanksgiving. So the 27th is their first show.
There's going to be a week of nothing?
I'm sure there'll be like fill-ins and stuff because it's Thanksgiving week.
Hacks. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. What's happening with you today?
I went to Five Guys for lunch, and have you ever eat at Five Guys?
Yeah, I like those peanuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Jong, you can vouch for this. I ordered a burger and a regular fry. And you know what, Five Guys, they always throw a couple extra fries in
your
bag.
Yeah, you always they fill a bag full of them.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe I've never had my bag filled quite like this, but would you say that it was filled with an absurd amount of French fries?
There were more, you had a brown bag and about three-fourths of the bag was fries.
Yeah. I mean, and it was filled to the top, Fred. I had to dump out all the fries to find my burger. I couldn't.
Shouldn't you put the fries in first? I mean, maybe they get crushed, but then if you put them on the burger, you got to dig through them if you're going to do that.
Yeah. But it was good. But there was too many fries, so I gave it to the interns. Mm. Besides that, I don't really have anything going on
today.
That's
it. Nice and quiet, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, tomorrow we'll be at Darling Way.
Foxtailing it up.
And there will be no foxtails on me, but there would be barbecue there if you saw that. So, Black Spotted Zebra says, I feel like Five Guys is awful now.
It wasn't awful. The burger was still good.
Yeah, the burgers have been the same there. I've never been a fan of their fries, but I like going and sitting in there and eating those peanuts until my burger's ready.
Joe and I talked about this. You like crispy fries?
Not really.
You like soggy fries?
Not quite soggy. I like my fries where they're... I'm trying to think of a place that has good one. I don't like them crispy, but I don't like them soggy. Like somewhere in between where you can actually taste the potato in them, but it's not soggy.
Five Guys, they have a very soggy fry.
Yeah,
it borders on too soggy, I will say that. But I like the flavor of them. But their burgers, I feel, are pretty good quality.
Yeah, I like the burgers.
John likes crispy fries.
Huh.
How do you like your bacon? Crispy or soft?
Soft.
Me too.
Yeah,
John
I don't like...
likes crispy
and
bacon.
And what I hate is whenever the wife makes breakfast, she likes it really crispy. And so she makes all the bacon crispy. And it's like, and I've told her 1,000 times, dude, pull mine off there before it... She doesn't do it. She just makes them crispy. I think she does it to piss me off because she knows I hate it. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, we'll take some calls next segment. We'll play some What Are the Odds. Let's have some fun today. Talk hamburgers and barbecue and Justice League. Anything else you want to get to?
I want to talk college football rankings on the other side.
Yeah, let's do that because that happened late last night.
It happened late, and the overreaction from people is out of this world. And I want to talk about what matters and what doesn't matter.
What? People are overreacting
to
something?
Yes.
This is America. There is no such thing as overreacting. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Window World of Houston. These guys are providing premium quality replacement windows at a fantastic price. They've become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage in case a rock ever goes through the window or whatever, a tennis ball, you got kids. And it's transferable if you ever sell your house, so that ups the value of your home already. They've got a higher quality product and a low price that starts at just $189. And they're going to save you money on your energy bills. Call Window World of Houston to schedule your free written estimate. There's no hassle. There's no high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. You got nothing to lose. They'll come out. They'll tell you what it'll cost. They'll leave. You like it? You call them back. If you don't like it, you never hear from them again. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, I'd like to take your calls. But I'm looking at two of them, and one of them just says complaining. Second guy wants to complain about something. I don't know what. I need a little more information on those. I'm not putting on people who are just
going to complain. Are we complaining about the signal? Because I don't want to hear complaints about the signal because I can't fix that.
I have no idea what they want to complain about.
And honestly, I don't want to hear complaints about the show because I don't want to change how we do the show. And I don't want
to... Says, wants to complain about the stream. Take that up with Jong or somebody else. We're not...
We're not engineers. It's not our job.
Yeah, sorry. Not helping you with
who
that.
Who else is complaining? What's
it? What's the other complaint about?
John, do you know what Stan's complaining about?
No, I don't.
Let's find out.
All right, Stan, what do you want to complain about?
Don't put him on until we know.
No, I don't know. Let's just find out.
All right, fine.
Let's find out the old school way. Stan.
Well, first of all, there is no complaint except that there are not more hours that y'all are on the air.
No, we work enough.
I understand that y'all work way more than 8 hours a day.
My
life does not exist and doesn't come complete until y'all's show comes on the air. That's just it. I mean, I get all my news, weather, and sports from you guys. It's a beautiful, spiritual thing. I mean, I just, more hours on the air would be just be lovely. Look, I got a tear in my eye right there.
Well, I thank you.
But.
Well, One thing I will say, and
our interns. I mean, that's a terrible description. Yeah, of what
intern,
that call was about.
Let's just interns. We need to do a better job of saying what the call is about. But here's the reality about more hours, and we've talked about this before. I think more is not necessarily a good thing. I think we do a 3 hours is perfect for us. When we have done longer shows, I feel like we get into that fourth hour and it kind of sucks. And or if we start early, I always feel like that first hour kind of sucks. So at this point, I'm kind of against adding another hour, just because I think for us to do the best show we can, I think you'd rather have 3 hours of good show than 2.5 hours of good show and 1.5 hours of crap.
All right. Now a bunch of people are saying the stream works fine.
Yeah, so I don't know what that was about.
I think a couple of Android users have been having some difficulty with the stream. It's working on my phone.
Are you an Android user?
No, I'm an iPhone user.
Mm.
We have an intern out there with an Android?
I'll go check.
Yeah, have somebody figure it out.
Yeah, put those guys to work. There's about 6 of them out there, and I don't know who the hell's doing anything.
There's always so many interns now. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't know half of them. Do you know any of them?
No.
Of course.
Juggalo Trey, but he's not here today.
713-780-ESPN.
All iPhones.
All iPhones.
Of course.
Mm. All right.
I'm complaining about not enough pottery masturbation talk. We did a whole bunch of that yesterday. We
drained that snake yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I think we pretty much filled an entire face with that. So
we filled an entire pot.
Let's talk college football because
let's talk it. Okay. If and there, how many of these shows do they have? 6 college football ranking shows, playoff rankings. Is that how many they do? And this was week 3 of 6. I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I understand. You know, when something happens like that or and when any rankings come out. But these are the most important rankings because with the new system, this is how we decide who plays for a national
They're like soccer. They matter.
Speaking
of which, soccer matters tonight, right?
It is on tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's my biggest issue. And if you haven't seen, the playoff rankings go Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Miami 3, Oklahoma 4. Does it matter what order those are in, 1 through 4?
No, not really.
Especially now, right?
Yeah. Is that what people are complaining about?
Yes.
What's the complaint?
How is Clemson ranked ahead of Miami and Oklahoma?
Well, and won't that sort itself out because they'll play each other in the ACC championship
yes,
game?
Yes. But the weird thing to me is why if you're one of the four, it doesn't matter what number it is. That's why I think they could almost, instead of having 1 through 4 in these rankings, they could just say, like, have, you know, 4 playoff spots and just label them all P. So everybody who's in has a P by their name instead of a number. It means you're in the playoff. And everybody else may order those to see how close you are. But if you're 1, 2, 3, 4, it doesn't matter. You go to the same tournament. You're there. At the end of the day, that if you're 2 or 3 or 4, it means nothing, not zero. And for people to get fired up about that.
Well, the only time it's going to matter is at the end when 1 plays 4 and 2 plays 3.
Right.
And at this point.
But if you're in the spirit of this tournament, you know, it's not I mean, who cares if you get to the championship game and lose? You've got to beat the best teams anyway. And if you're going to be the national champion, I don't care.
Yeah, you do, but I can see arguing 3 versus 4 just because the matchup to get there will be different. You avoid Alabama until the championship, but
you still got to beat Alabama to win, right?
Yeah, maybe they could get upset.
And if you couldn't beat Alabama,
they could get upset in the first round.
Well, if you can't beat Alabama, then you shouldn't be the champion anyway. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but I think at that point it does matter who your matchup is and how you match up with the other team. If you want to bitch, be Wisconsin and bitch. You know, you're the one that's on the outside looking in right now. And even then, you don't have to worry about it because one of those teams is losing.
Here's the truth. And there's a lot of teams left that have this scenario. Alabama, obviously, if they win the rest of their games, they will be in the playoff.
Yep.
If Clemson wins the rest of their games, they will be in the playoff. Miami is the same way. Oklahoma's the same way. Wisconsin is the same way. Auburn, I think, is the same way. If Auburn wins every game going forward, they're going to be in the playoff.
And I'll throw Georgia into that
Georgia.
Mix.
I might even throw Notre Dame into that mix. If things fall the right way, they still have a chance. Now, here's one.
if Alabama loses a game, no, if Alabama doesn't lose a game, Ohio State can win out and be in the playoff. I believe that.
Yeah.
So I really think once you get down to about nine.
But that, and after that, you probably need some help. I think TCU is going to need a lot of
TCU
help.
TCU needs help.
USC probably needs help. Although
USC is a funny one because why is USC all the way down at nine? They don't move at all. All these teams ahead of them lose, and they're still at nine. And I understand that, you know, they have a perceived bad loss at Washington State. But for some reason, and the chairman of the committee said as much, that they look at Clemson's loss sort of as a half loss because their quarterback was hurt in that game against Syracuse. Which, by the way, losing to Syracuse, that's the of all the teams we're going to talk about as teams that could potentially make the playoffs, nobody has a loss that bad. Nobody else lost to Syracuse. All right?
Yeah.
That's one step above LSU losing to Troy.
Almost a half step above that.
Yeah, at least
it was a Friday night game at Syracuse. It should have probably been close, but you shouldn't lose that.
The USC game, they lost three offensive linemen. Three of their starting offensive linemen went out in the first half of that game. And that's on a Friday night. You don't give them any partial credit for that. Their only other loss is Notre Dame. It just seems like USC's being sort of thrown down at the bottom of the heap here. And really, the Pac-12 in general, because Washington has two losses, and now they are down at 18. Michigan State just got blown out. They've got three losses. They're ahead of Washington. The Pac-12 is not getting much respect this year. But I really think that the whole point is now, I think you're looking at about eight teams, nine teams, that if they went out, they're in. And there's three of those games. Three of those teams are automatically going to fall out of the mix. Automatically. Miami or Clemson, one is automatically going to be out. I think Georgia and Alabama, Auburn, really.
I think Auburn's kind of the wild card there because Auburn loses, I think they're out.
Yeah.
Georgia would have to beat Alabama, but, you know, I don't know if that's possible, but if they play them in the championship game. There's still a lot that's going to happen here. And
Wisconsin or Ohio State. One will be in, one will be out.
Exactly. So it's going to play out fine. I don't know why people are – I can't believe people are really up in arms over that.
They are. My goodness, they are. But if you're one of the four, just be happy.
Yeah, just do your job. Just do your job from here and you're fine. Matt says, the odds of top four remain the same the remainder of the season? Well, percent zero because Miami will wind up playing Clemson.
Yeah.
And I don't think Miami – well, I guess there's a chance Miami would get in if in a close loss to Clemson if that's their first loss.
I don't think so.
I mean, it depends on what everybody else does. If everybody else has two losses, which could be possible.
Yeah. But Miami, they've got zero quality road wins, which that's something that the committee takes into consideration. Although, see, and here's an interesting thing for me. And tell me if you feel the same way. Everyone is on Alabama because of their schedule. They're like, the Alabama schedule. And most of this stems from Florida State being a disaster. But
they weren't a disaster when they played them. Their quarterback got hurt, and that ruined them.
Right.
That was a good football team when they played.
They were the number three team in the country, and Alabama knocked their quarterback out.
And basically ruined their season.
Ruined their season.
And sent Jimbo Fisher to A&M.
So is it wrong for me to look at Alabama's win over Florida or over Florida State differently than I look at Miami's win over Florida State?
Of course. It's not the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, I feel that way too, but everyone seems to be like, Alabama doesn't have a quality win.
Well, I think you're forgetting what happened.
Right.
You have to look at the context of the game itself and when it was played. And, you know, there's just so many, you know, I don't know, there's more factors than just saying, Miami's win over Florida State was more impressive than Alabama's.
I'm with you. And here's sort of the other side of this thing is, you know, while they don't have as strong a schedule as some of these other teams, even beating LSU in a down year is still beating LSU. That win at Mississippi State, Mississippi State's a pretty good team. I know people don't want to think of it like that, and they think that Alabama should have beat them by 100 points, but Mississippi State's pretty decent. You know, and then even Fresno's not a bad – that's not a bad win. Fresno has one bad loss this year. Fresno lost to UNLV. Their other two losses at Alabama and at Washington. Fresno's pretty damn good. 7-3 team out there in the Mountain West.
Yeah.
So – And of course, at the end of it, Alabama's going to play Auburn, and they're going to play Georgia.
Right. So it'll sort itself out. And I think the one question –
or they're going to play Auburn, and maybe they don't play Georgia, but
– but a couple people will ask, what happens if Alabama loses to Auburn, and that's their only loss? I think they get in.
I think they'll get in, too. So. I think they'll get in, too. And, you know, pedigree will always play into this. I know people don't like that, but it always will. You know, it's just inevitable when it comes to voters. We all have a perception of which programs are better and which ones are worse. And if you if you take Alabama and Mississippi and they play the exact same schedule and have the exact same record,
exact same players in their uniforms,
Alabama's getting in because they're Alabama.
And that's one thing the committee's been consistent about from the beginning is if you got a little bit of a pedigree, you're going to get a better ranking.
Yeah.
And that goes all the way down, even to the non-Power 5 schools. There are schools that are going to get ranked higher in that thing as a non-Power 5 than others. UCF, I think, is a perfect example. You know, Houston got as high as like 7 in that thing. Well, UCF was never getting – they're not going to get that high, even if they go undefeated.
I mean, you know what they're playing for. They're playing for that New Year's Day Bowl. That's what they play for.
Right. Yeah, so what are the odds that one of you guys would cry if your show ended Friday? I'd say zero because basically we would just get drunk. Yeah. We'd turn it into a party. It'd be like a wake. It'd be fun.
And which, by the way, let's take this into consideration. Would we cry if one of us was getting fired and like this was the last show we were going to, like, you know, one of us had lost our job and we weren't going to do shows anymore?
Maybe.
I don't know, but if Fred and I both had other jobs, like if we were, let's say Mike and Mike get fired, they make me the new morning guy here, and I don't get to work with Fred anymore, but I'm getting a raise. Fred's going to get a new co-host, and nothing else is going to change for him.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to cry about that. That's part of life. Sometimes things happen.
Well, I mean, I think I pretty much know how the show's going to end here. Once I'm off writing novels full-time in 2 years, that'll be the last show. That's not going to be a bad thing. I'm going to be...
You're going to be happy.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Because you'll be leaving by choice.
I'll be buying a place in Denver and smoking weed and writing. I mean, that's a positive.
Yeah. All right, guys. You know what else is a positive? Tri-Eagle Energy. They're a positive. You know what's not a positive? Shopping for electricity rates. But Tri-Eagle's trying to make that easier for you. This is a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates. And that means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use every month. No hidden fees. You get an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks and no surprises on your bill. And they're going to include a weekly usage update so that you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even hits the mail. Sign up for the Basic Eagle 12. It'll lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. Guys, this is an easy decision to make. You're going to feel good about it. And not only do they provide those good rates, but they're also trying to make your home in general more energy efficient. That's one of the great things that Tri-Eagle does for you. What are you waiting for, guys? Get on it. 877-93-EAGLE or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. What are the odds Wednesday? Let's take a phone call. Justin, you're on The Blitz. Go, sir.
Yes, I have one reason for why you would think that the rankings do need to be established correctly now. And that's for the fact that if you are number 4 or number 3, and say Auburn being 6 or 5, the number 3 or number 4 are readily available to be knocked out of there easier than number 1 or number 2.
The reality is right now, 2 through 4, if they lose a game, they are out. Can we agree on that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
2, 3, 4, Oklahoma can't afford to lose another game. Miami can't afford to lose a game. Clemson clearly can't afford to lose another game. So I don't think it matters. I think at this point, if you have playoff aspirations, the only team who can still lose a game and get in my opinion, is Alabama. I think everybody else.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that, because I think depending on how things fall, Miami could lose to Clemson and they both get in. If everybody else has 2 losses and they've got a close loss to Clemson in the championship game, and a couple people saying, well, if Alabama loses to Auburn, they won't get in because they won't be in the SEC championship. I don't think it'll matter. They'll be an 11-1 Alabama team. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. And it takes care of itself. It really does. It does every year, and I don't know why people get worked up over it. When is Bama going to stop getting credit for pedigree? They're 3-3 in the playoffs in the last 3 years.
They're in the playoffs every year.
Yeah, how about that? The last part of your text is why? In the playoffs the last 3 years.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good pedigree. It's hard to get around that. And man, eye test.
And by the way,
if you haven't watched this team this year, they're damn good. I mean, I hate Nick Saban as a human being. I do not like Alabama. I admire the hell out of what they're doing.
Well, in Alabama right now is dealing with major injuries at linebacker. I mean, they are not nearly the team they were at the beginning of the season, but they would still be, Vegas would still favor them over every team we've talked about. And that's every team.
A lot of people asking about Michigan.
I don't see him being able to do it.
I wouldn't say it's impossible. A lot has to happen, but I don't know that all the things that would have to happen are going to happen for him. I think they need Alabama to win out, basically, and eliminate Auburn and Georgia. That's one.
The fact that Michigan came in the football playoff rankings at 24 this week, to me, is a red flag that Michigan ain't getting in.
Yeah, it's... I just don't see much hope for it. But
Michigan, their look, biggest problem is they don't have a respectable non-conference win, because Florida is such
that turned out to be a disappointment. But again, though, I'm going to give Florida, I thought, was a better team at the time when they played Michigan than they are now. They've quit. A win over Florida now doesn't mean nearly as much as it did then. And I'll give them credit for that. But
I don't know that Florida was that good.
But they still win and beat them at their place. I'm not gonna downgrade that win. But hey, Clemson still has to go to South Carolina. That's not gonna be a walkover.
No.
So they could easily lose that.
That brought me to this. So let's say this happens. Miami beats Virginia and Pitt, and Clemson loses to South Carolina, and then Clemson beats Miami in the championship game.
And then I think you're looking at,
so now you've got, in that scenario, you've got a 1-loss Miami, a 2-loss ACC champion Clemson, right? Now let's say Wisconsin beats Michigan and Minnesota, and then Ohio State beats Illinois and Michigan, and then Ohio State beats Wisconsin. Now you've got a 12-1 Wisconsin and an 11-2 Big Ten champion Ohio State. And then let's say Auburn beats Alabama, and then Auburn beats Georgia again, and you've got a 2-loss Auburn SEC champion. So now you've got all these 2-loss conference champions, including, let's say, Oklahoma or TCU, whichever one it may be. And then you've got teams like Alabama, Wisconsin, and Miami who have 1 loss but didn't win their conference. How did they organize them in the playoffs?
I think if it's Auburn and they beat Alabama and Georgia back-to-back, I think Auburn gets in. I think Clemson would get in, and I think Ohio State would get in because those are better pedigree teams.
And then Alabama's the 1-loss team that makes it?
Probably so,
and
yeah.
A 2-loss Oklahoma is left out?
Yeah, I think a 2-loss Oklahoma would be left out.
Even if they, with a second win over TCU?
Well, but their loss would be in that championship game, and Ohio State would have won it. So, yeah, and they look at recency here, too.
Well, and let's also consider that Oklahoma played Ohio State head-to-head.
Yes, they did.
And crushed them.
But they look at end of season. They look at recency. And, yeah, I think that would – I think you could have a nightmare scenario where you have a whole bunch of two-loss teams you have to choose from, and then somebody's going to have a bitch. But the reality is I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to play out just
fine.
It'll
work out pretty
normal. I think Alabama's going to run the table here. I think – well, I could see Clemson losing to South Carolina, and that throws a monkey in the wrench. Or is it a wrench in the monkey? I'm not sure.
I don't know. But I have a harder time seeing that just because, South Carolina is not – they're not garbage.
No, they got to go. But they've got to go there. It's a rivalry game. It's late in the season. They're going to be looking ahead a little bit too. I could see that going awry for them. I don't think it will. But see, I think the TCU's probably – TCU could lose to Tech this week without – I mean, they've got so many guys. They lost their running back. Their quarterback may not play. Their leading tackler is probably not going to play. That's at Lubbock. They've got to be a little deflated after losing to Oklahoma. And that.
So what's the cutoff line now of team, like, going down this list? When do you get to the first team that has no chance of making the playoff now?
I'm probably going to say, again, very, very slim chance, but, like, let's say TCU loses, Oklahoma State wins out and then wins the Big 12, and you have all this other stuff happening, and they have a late win over Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship game. I mean, it's a everybody collapsing scenario, but that's about as far down as I think I can go realistically. And even that's not very realistic. I don't think we need to go below 9, but I could go to 13 and say it wouldn't shock me if one of those guys showed up.
Okay. But you think Penn State, USC, TCU, these guys are pretty much done?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, it would take total collapses by a bunch of teams. Although, again, a lot of these teams do play each other, so those collapses are possible. But, yeah, I think the last one that I can see a weird-ass scenario for is Oklahoma State, and they're 13.
Are you surprised that USC is out of it at this point?
Not really. And again,
they don't have a great quality non-conference win either because Texas ended up not being good.
Yeah. I mean, and some of these teams, it's not their fault. It's not Alabama's fault that Florida State turned out to be crap. It's not Michigan's fault that Florida turned out to be crap. And USC tried to play Texas, turned out to be crap. I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know, I just haven't been that impressed with USC.
Well, here's what I will say. You can go through all these teams, and the one thing that sets apart at least in my mind, sets apart some of these teams is I always look at who did you lose to.
Yeah.
Who you beat is important, but who you lost to is also
right.
Important.
You need quality wins, but bad losses.
A bad loss is bad. And Clemson has.
They have the worst loss.
They have the worst loss. Oklahoma's loss isn't great.
No, but it's not as bad as it looked at the time because Iowa State turned out to be.
But Iowa State's still a four-loss team.
They're a four-loss team that played its best football for a stretch of a month there, and that. That was as good as anybody was playing for that stretch.
Georgia, they have one loss, and it's on the road, and it's a quality opponent, but they got stomped. Yeah. I mean, you lose by more than 3 touchdowns. It's like, man, do you belong in the conversation? You know what I mean? And I kind of feel the same way about Notre Dame. And Notre Dame lost by 30-plus points to Miami.
Yeah, you don't want a bad loss like that this time of year.
I feel, and again, like Notre Dame doesn't have a bad loss, like as far as who the competition was. They lost to Georgia and Miami, but losing by 33 points to anybody is a bad loss. We agree there?
Yeah.
So that's to me, those are the things that matter. And by the way, that goes for Ohio State too. That Iowa, they got their ass kicked against Oklahoma and Iowa, but you lose by 30-something points against Iowa?
Yeah, that's...
I don't care what you do the next week to Michigan State. Yeah, I mean, I think you're kind of out of it.
But they're not. They're not out of it. None of these teams are that had those bad losses, but a lot has to happen for them. They don't really control their own destiny anymore. Buddy Justin Van Zandt asks... Why not stay here, write novels, and smoke weed? It'll be legal in 2 years anyway, because I'm going to keep my place here, and I'll still live here some, but I want to get away to write and go up and look at those mountains and be inspired and smoke Colorado weed.
Yeah, they have better weed there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure when we legalize it, we'll have some good stuff too. But they, it's like everything else, they've got a pretty good head start on us.
Yeah, they do.
So,
all right, guys. It's the holiday season. You want to deep clean your home so all your guests think that your house is always looking that good. Deep clean your carpets, your sofa, your upholstered dining room chairs, your tile floors, your air ducts with Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens. Not Dirt-Free. They use powerful engines that create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water and no toxic soaps. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning carpets, upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt-Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 and get a free speed dry with any purchase. That's $100 value right there. 281 Dirt-Free. 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Good to hear Glenn Davis tonight. Always cool. Hey, the journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's Gulf Coast of Golf, First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975.
The more I look at, you're talking about Oklahoma State. The more I look at them, even at, let's say they went out and win the Big 12, their last two wins will be basically meaningless wins, Kansas State and Kansas. And then they would, let's say they play Oklahoma. I mean, they've got, that's their one, that would be their one quality win of the whole season. Because the other two, the other games they played, TCU and Oklahoma, they lost.
Yeah, but by then, you're probably at home. But you're probably looking at Oklahoma being number two when they play them in a championship game. I'm not saying it's likely. I'm not saying that it's.
Because here's their non-conference schedule. Tulsa, South Alabama, Pittsburgh. It's hard to get in the playoff when you play the Big 12 schedule and that's your non-conference. And you have the win over Oklahoma would be nice, but that's your one quality win. I don't know.
Someone 3 says, if Colorado weed is good, Canada weed is better. Went to Alberta and BC 2 weeks ago. In my opinion, the beer is better as well. I disagree with you on the beer, believe me, and I spend a lot of time up there. I do agree that the Vancouver weed is still my favorite.
Oh, I'm sure.
They have the best. And, you know, fortunately.
Pacific Northwest in general, there's good weed up there.
Yeah, but as far as beer goes, they're so far behind in craft brewing up there.
Yeah,
that,
and especially Colorado, to compare it to Colorado.
Yeah, which is one of the gold standards. So, and yeah, I love that little brewery in Swift Current, but there's still not many of them, and you know, it's not nearly as good. David asks, what are the odds that Texans take another quarterback this year if they fall low enough in the draft? A torn ACL is difficult to come back from sometimes. I'm not worried about him coming back from a torn ACL. He's already done it once, and yeah, the damage wasn't that bad. I think he'll be fine, but I don't think it'd be a bad idea to draft another quarterback in case this happens again.
But I tweeted back to this guy. My opinion is the Texans don't have enough draft picks to take a quarterback. I mean, if you take a quarterback, are you going to take one in fifth, sixth round?
Probably.
You don't want to count
on
that.
Which is going to be another Tom Savage. Well, you could have taken A.J. McCarron when you took Tom Savage, and he'd have been a quality backup.
But that was still, what, the third round?
It was fourth round. That was beyond that, yeah.
I mean, considering you don't have first and second round picks, I tend to think that you've got other priorities, and I think it would be smarter to to go and sign a veteran backup than it would be to draft one.
Yeah, I agree with, and a better backup than Tom Savage. But you're going to have three third round picks because you've got the one from Seattle, you've got your own, you're going to get a compensatory pick for Bouye, so you'll have three. And I think at that point, you either move up in the second to get an offensive lineman or you get secondary help, but you've got bigger needs than that. And look, you've got your quarterback. Now it'd be nice to have a backup you could win some games with. I don't know that they have that. So Ed said, ever considered home brewing, just started myself. I've thought about doing it. It's just, I don't know if I want to put that much effort
into it. That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And there's so much good beer that I can just go buy. But, yeah, I've thought about it. Drunk Bevo asked what the odds of Big 12 championship game cost OU a spot in the playoffs.
Good.
It very well
That's
could.
Everybody's championship game, though.
Yeah, and I don't know that the Big 12 one actually does you a lot of good. I don't know what the – I know what they're thinking. It's more money. It's another TV thing. But in a 10-team league where you've already played everybody, I think you can do more damage than good. If OU gets to that point, a win doesn't help them.
No.
A loss kills them. And you know, I don't know if they'll lose, but they've had games where you look at them and say, oh yeah, they could lose to TCU next time. They could lose to Oklahoma State. If good Kenny Hill shows up, TCU
can
beat them. But
they did stomp TCU. I mean,
yeah, that was
the difference. This game wouldn't be at home.
Right. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. If you want to get in, that's your number.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Listen, you want to spend more time outdoors, but maybe your outdoor area isn't what you what you'd like it to look like. Well, Allied Outdoor Solutions can fix that with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the look and feel of real stone for less. And it looks fantastic. It's trowel hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks like it's supposed to be there. It's cool to the touch. It's slip-resistant, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They're Best Picks Report certified each of the last 5 years. This is the kind of company you want to do business with. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing it all out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom. It's at I-10 in the Beltway. Or check them out online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.